Well, I was trying to get away to write this morning, but people kept coming over to talk to me at the dock, even once I was in the boat. Anyway, I wanted to put this down on paper, what I thought about this morning. So I woke up this morning kind of a little depressed of all the things that have been happening and my wife's illness, and seems like my son might have something now, and it just seems to be going on and on. It's been one of those summers where, well, it's just heading into summer, but one of those summers where things just are going crazy. There's so many large negative things happening. Not that there's not any positive things happening, but still, normally those things are, you know, a little depressing, and they really drain your energy and pull you down. So I was feeling really down this morning, and I decided, no matter what, I've got to stay focused on my creating. Stay focused with my 3.6 million and spend the time this morning, focus on it and bring up the feeling of having it and all those happy feelings, despite everything else that's going on. Let go of that, at least for that time, and do the creating. See, it does several things. One, it continues the creating of what I want. Two, I mean, it opens the flow, and I then flow the energy, the love, and so forth, right? Which helps the healing, which helps everything else in my life. The only way I can, the other way to open the flow is to really get into a positive set of mind and then work on opening the flow. But that is no easier than just focusing on what I want and getting the feeling of having and staying with that till I really have it, and then stretching it out for a longer period of time once I have that feeling and expanding it. Because that really opens the flow. And actually, I notice it opens the floor more, the flow more than any other way that I've worked with so far. So, partially because you can really sense it, you can really feel it. There's a way to measure it by the amount of feeling I have of having the $3.6 million. So there's a real sense of it, and I'm getting, you know, a sense of that I'm in the flow with that. So here's the other part of it. And I've noticed this with myself and with people who write me. Normally, before things get a little rough in our lives, and we all go through these periods, you know, it's like up and downs, where things really click in our lives, and then some negative stuff comes, and then things get better again, and so forth. A lot of times, before that negative stuff comes, we get an inspiration, we get an idea, we get a boost to improve our lives, and we pick something up, like a book. Like maybe my other first book, and that teaches you how to send love and improve your life that way. So we pick stuff like that up and we start working on it. We do this instinctively, and then this other stuff that was coming comes into our lives, and all hell break loose, and then we go, well, Jesus, I'm doing all this work, sending love, improving my life, meditating and so forth, visualizing, creating, and all the stuff we're working hard to do to improve our life, and all this negative stuff's happening. Well, the thing is, what happens a lot of times is that our inner selves pushes us to make some improvement because it knows that there's some rough stuff coming up ahead. And that rough stuff would be a lot worse if we hadn't done all that work beforehand. But we get confused because when this negative stuff comes, we go, well, maybe we're doing something wrong with the sending love, something wrong with the visualizing, because so much of this negative stuff comes. And a lot of times we focus on the negative stuff rather than reminding ourselves just how much positive stuff is also happening on a day-to-day basis. Because there is a lot of positive stuff happening, a lot of it. It's just that, you know, the negative stuff is very heavy, and so it hits home, and you tend to kind of naturally focus on it a little bit, sometimes a little bit more than what we should. And some things that hit home of family members and that, we even feel guilty if we don't, you know, let it affect us. If we sort of say, no, I'm not letting this, as bad as it is, as close to home as it is, I'm not going to let it put me down. I'm not going to let it drag me down from where I am or where I want to be. And then we have these guilt feelings. And of course, there's other people go, well, shouldn't you be feeling really bad? Should you be this happy? Should you be trying to be this happy? And so we have conflicting ideas and conflicting thoughts. And right at the time, really, when, in a sense, we were hoping for the best, right? Because we've done all this work, and we were really hoping for some good times, and instead we get this rough stuff. And that's also where a lot of people give up. And I've done that in my past, I can tell you that. Lots of different things I've tried. Then I come through a rough period and I just go, oh, this isn't even working. Look at my life now. Matter of fact, it's probably going backwards. And what I didn't realize is what I needed to do was keep going. Through those troubled times, keep going. No matter what. I have to take that time in the morning, and this morning, it's Sunday this morning, it's now 10 o'clock, I was up at 6, I took a quick shower and then went to it. It took several hours for me to get the feeling, because like I said, I woke up a little depressed. But I said, I have to break that and get the positive feeling of having the 3.6 million, the feeling of actually having them there in my bank account, and what it feels like to sit here. And for that period, letting go of all the other stuff. So, in a sense, what that did is it really improved my whole feeling of the day. You know, I'm not so depressed now. If I wouldn't have done that, I would be feeling quite low. So that really did lift up my spirits. It did lift up my feelings of my life and my hope. And my confidence of achieving my dreams. Yes, I can't, you know, do much about some things that have happened. But I can stay true to myself. And I can continue on. And I know that the more I do this, the better everything else is, because as I send that energy out that's flowing through me and radiated out, it improves everything else around me. So it improves the conditions for myself and for other people. So even if they can't understand what I'm doing, why I'm doing it, why I'm trying to stay happy, why I'm trying to stay focused on what I'm creating, sometimes I find it's best to not say anything. A lot of times, you know, people kind of find out one way or another that I do some writing. Because I don't talk about it, I don't tell people about it. I prefer people not even to know. Because then they ask me questions and it interferes, really. I like it best when people don't know that I'm doing this stuff. There's less interference, less questions, less, does it work? Well, of course it works. Otherwise, why would I bother doing it? But you see, all that stuff really interferes more than helps, unless there's someone who's really positive about it. Anyway, the main thing is, I think, to realize that if by chance you've been working on this, working on something else, and things are getting kind of rough, it's not because of what you're doing. It's just something that would have came anyway, but it's probably much better because of the work that you've been doing. Sometimes things are really bad, and that's when we decide to make a change. You know, we have all these variables. And I've been in that situation, and it's tough, because when you're really feeling down, you go, oh, I gotta get out of this. But all in all, we have to look at it in kind of a perspective of how bad do we want it? Are we willing to put out what's necessary? I've had many people write and tell me how good things are going, how quickly things changed when they started doing the process of sending love and so forth. Other people write, it's worked, and then all of a sudden things got really bad. And that's exactly one of those situations where, you know, you were guided into doing something, you start doing it, things were getting bad, they were going to get bad anyway, and your inner self, or whoever, guided you to make an improvement before the stuff kicks into place. Partially maybe to help get through it. Anyway, I think it's important to realize, especially even for myself, that that is the way it goes. I have to literally remind myself sometimes that's the way it works. Even though I've been playing with this for years, improving it. And I tell you, if it wasn't for all this, how I would be feeling in comparison, if I wasn't doing the work, the playing with the creating, I would be really, really down in bad shape. The main thing is all of this creates hope. It creates a believing. It creates a confidence in a better future. And by that, a better future can mean an hour from now, 20 minutes from now, anything. As long as it improves from where we are this minute. And as long as we can see improvements, then that really inspires hope. Inspires a good feeling to well up from inside of us. The thing is, we have to create this hope. We have to create the confidence. And we have to create the feelings and emotions of having that which we want, and then the universe can literally create it and drop it in our laps. It seems difficult at first, but every day it's getting easier and easier and better and better. And I look forward to a year, because I know that if I keep going at this pace and keep working at it, in 1 year, I will be just beyond what I can imagine. My abilities will have grown beyond what I can imagine now, even imagine possible. Because I can see myself growing every day. I can see my abilities to create the experiences that I want to experience. I can see myself improving that ability every day and expanding it every day, and it gets better every day. And that's pretty exciting. Because again, that creates hope and confidence. This is hilarious. I'm standing here in the woods on this little island. Kind of deeper in the woods, there's this little path no one ever takes because it's more like a deer path. And I'm standing here talking because there seems to be people at all my other spots. And I'm just sitting here yakking away, and all of a sudden I notice 15 feet away, two deer standing there. They're just literally standing there staring at me. They're so still, so quiet, I hadn't even noticed them. Actually, they scared me. There's little birds that are coming up, sitting on branches 2 feet away from me. I could literally reach forward and grab them. This is something that happens when I'm talking about this stuff and I'm on the right track. Then this field opens up around me, and the energy that love actually begins to flow. And these little animals just seem to attract around me. Even though Rudy, a German Shepherd dog, is standing right here beside me, doesn't seem to bother them. See, even when I talk about that, the flow opens up. And there is this natural flow of love begins to flow out and surround me. That alone tells me I'm on the right track and I'm doing the right thing. Sometimes we look for these little signals, you know, to tell us, are we doing the right thing? Should we keep doing this? Because it's so hard to tell, you know, especially if negative things happen in our lives, we get confused and it's hard to tell which path to take, and everybody around us has different opinions and everybody's saying something. And it also becomes more difficult to follow our inner guidance because we don't hear it so well anymore. There's all kinds of emotions covering it up, and some of those emotions we try to stuff down because we got to keep going. We have our jobs to go to. We have other family members that we have to attend to. Kids and all kinds of stuff going on all the time. So it just adds more pressure. But somewhere along the line, we've got to make the time, whether it's early in the morning, late at night, until we have the feeling, until we really feel like we have that object. And the one we're working with right now is the $3.6 million. If you're working with something else, well, that's fine. You've got to stay with it till you get the feeling. You cannot leave it till you get the feeling. Otherwise, you'll have just sat there. So the next thing I'm going to do, that I've been wanting to do for a bit, I want to do what I do in the mornings with the creating the 3.6 million, my little card and a number on it. And I want to do it and express verbally everything that's going through my mind and exactly what I'm doing. I don't know how well I'm going to be able to do it, because it's, you know, once you do something and you talk at the same time, it's probably a little more difficult, but I'm going to try to do it and see exactly what I'm doing, because then I can look back at it and say, oh, this is what's happening. Because when you're doing it and seeing it from one step away, it's two different stories, right? I think by verbally doing it, one, you'll get an idea of what I'm doing, and maybe you can compare it to see how yours is working, and I can look at it and compare it to myself. So I think that's the next thing I'm going to do.